Okay, we're in session at 7:02. You can find one. Okay, we have read and approved the minutes and reviewed and signed the orders. We entertain a motion to
make the motion, we pay the bills, pay the payroll, and sign the money.
I second that motion.
Perfect. All right. Moving along, we don't have any open forum tonight. Speaking of that, the library committee, I assume, didn't come last week or last meeting, and they're not here tonight. I had asked them that day I stopped up there and I was doing something, taking a reef down or whatever. I asked them if they would come down and we would explain to them the projects that we have in mind for the library. But I guess they're not too concerned, so. And I haven't heard anything from Gina on her. I know she was going to talk to, Efficiency Vermont, which is an energy consultant through the state, which is free to public buildings, on possibility of some storm windows where we might be able to either get a grant to purchase them and to get a grant to purchase them. And she was also, if you saw the patio, the handicap ramp, and I have not talked to her in the last week or two, so I don't, she hasn't called me, so I assume she has not been able to find anything, but she was going to get the Efficiency Vermont down to the library to go through the building. And
she emailed me asking what day is best, and I responded to her, just let me know which days and I can be there. But that was probably a good 3 weeks ago,
yeah,
3 or 4.
Yeah, she hadn't called them as yet, so I don't know, and I don't know how busy they are.
Yeah, I can find exact date if you want.
And I gave her a rundown of two grants that we got for that library, which nobody seems to know about but me and Paul. We have dumped a ton of money into that building, believe it or not. I mean, it's, we peeled the roof off up about 6 feet on either side, and put ice and water shield down, put the slate back on, repaired the slate. The interior was painted. The exterior was painted. The windows were all taken out and repaired. They're pretty fragile. I mean, they're 200 years old or whatever.
I think you said you did the heating too.
It's a brand new, relatively new furnace. Relatively new propane tank in the ground. The building was rewired once, and then another library committee came along and rewired it again. I haven't quite figured out the logic of that, but that's what they did, unbeknownst to the select board. And put in a sidewalk out. The front sidewalk is fairly new. The back door is brand new, relatively new. It's an insulated door and all that stuff. The building itself is insulated. There's 14 inches of insulation in the attic, and there's insulation in the wall. So it's blown in cellulose. I don't know if we've done anything else.
Last year you guys did the floors.
Then we sanded the floor. I did talk to that guy. He is supposed to be getting here sometime this spring to do the little
Okay.
entryway that he didn't do. He's well aware of it. I think that's it. I can't think of anything else we've done at the library. That's quite a little. That was $60,000, $70,000 when we did it. So, but I would be curious to hear what, if Efficiency Vermont can come up with something on storm windows, because those windows, like throwing, you can throw a cat through them without opening them.
That makes a big difference in heat in that place.
Oh, and we put in the air conditioning and
Well, the heat pump or
the heat pump and the
the
air
what they
conditioning,
call that, yeah.
yeah. I think that's it. All right, anyways, moving along. Correspondence. So we've got a sign. This is, oh, we comply with road and bridge, state road and bridge standards. And Dave has to fill part of this out. And that gets us into, so we can apply for our grants. Hopefully get them. So we need to make a motion to sign the certification of compliance of town roads and bridge standards and our inventory of road network inventory, road inventory.
What's it called again? Sign the
Certification of compliance for town road and bridge standards and our network inventory, road inventory.
I make a motion we sign the bridge and road inventory.
I second that motion.
Days today. What do you want? You'll have to. I think you've got to sign it as a notary.
Okay.
We've got to sign it as a select board.
You know where that goes back to, though?
What's that?
You know where that goes back to?
I think it tells you somewhere.
Oh, is that Brian Sanderson? Oh.
Oh, it'll tell you someplace. I believe it might go to him, but I'm not sure. I'm quite sure David can tell you. Well, truckers are spending money. Okay, we have three overweight permits and
There's four of them right now.
what's that?
There's four.
Or four overweight permits. Yeah, I'm looking at four and saying three.
Okay, sorry.
Oh.
So I'm not sure they're
Overweight permits, what these are is they're for, well, one of them's Carrara Concrete. This one is AmeriGas propane. This one is Hop Energy propane fuel oil. And this one is Barrett Truck, and they truck salt to us for one thing in winter. In some winters. Anyways, it's approval that they can travel our roads, and if they it covers the if they have an issue with a bridge or something, they're not liable if they've been carrying the proper weight and doing the proper thing. Obviously, if they crash off a bridge, then they're liable. But as far as going across a bridge or a culvert or whatever. And we usually, through the year, usually now, they have to provide a lot of certificate of liability and so forth. And we'll get, oh, we get a few. We'll get one from Steve Newton one of these days.
What do you want to? We go
Make a motion, we sign Carrera, Airgas, Barrett, and Hop Energy.
I second that motion.
And that, mine's a play today. That tree warden thing, if you remember, excuse me, at our organizational meeting, you got tree warden, weigher, call,
Yes.
fence viewer, and some towns have a guy that is like Rutland has a guy that's his job. He's a tree guy. We don't really have the need for that, but if there is a question on a tree on somebody's property, we just put it down as the select board. And so that if I'm out of town or Paul's out of town or you're out of town, they can call somebody and somebody will show up and make a decision on what we need to do or don't do if the tree is in our right of way or not in our right of way or that's what that was all about. Nora got the email and she sent it to Sherry. I filled the paperwork out online today. Gonna like it?
No.
Couple incidents that you may or may not know about. Your father's place he built up there that Richie Hewlett owns, that was broken into the other day. Quite a lot of stuff stolen. The gentleman that, use the term loosely, that broke into the place has been apprehended. I think by now. Oh, I talked to Bill Humphreys yesterday. He was getting ready to take off for vacation. But anyways, he had met with the guy. I assume they have arrested him. He still had in his possession most of the stuff he stole. Some of it was alcohol, firearms, electronic equipment, TV, the normal stuff is field. You break into somebody's house. And that's as much as I know at the moment. But I know the Bill Humphreys was involved in it, as was the sheriff's department. And due to the fact that there's a good possibility of some federal activity was committed at the same time by the same individual. State police and/or the FBI will be involved. The fella does live in, he's from Benson or Orwell. I can't remember which one. His name is Jeremy, I believe. Hang on. He is presently living up near where Nora used to live on High Chaparral, I believe, or Endless Brook, one of the two. Lamb Hill.
We're living in Marble Valley right now.
Well, that very well could be. Jeremy Mahoney is the fellow's name, drives a black 2012 Dodge pickup. The other deal was the park. Now, did you hear about that?
Yes, the
Was
yes.
that did that happen when we were at our first meeting or our last
Yes.
meeting? Okay. I've gotten the estimate on the repairs that or the cleanup that the town guys had to do. I've gotten an estimate on the two trees that need to be the two decorative trees that need to be replaced. I gave the information to Officer Covino in regard to getting a hold of Zapata Coward, who is the DEC wetlands person, as to the trees that were taken down in the wetlands area. And I think with this other stuff going on, he hasn't got back to me. I just got him all the information. What day is today? Tuesday. Must have been Friday. Friday or Saturday. I finally got everything for him. So.
Well, Zapata, she probably will write up a nice little fine for him too.
Well, the thing that we got to watch out for, that's why I wanted to call her, is you can be fined or have to replant the trees that were taken down. And if she happens to make a guest appearance and sees two stumps in the wetlands, and if we haven't reported it, she's just going to assume that we cut it down.
Oh, of course.
And we'll be writing a check. And I
Right.
said, when I talked to her, I said, I don't think so. And I told her, I said, I will have law enforcement get a hold of you and you can discuss where we want to go from here. I mean, she was very nice.
Well, she can be.
I gotta say, she answered her phone on the first ring.
That's unusual for state people.
It was a weird time I called her. It was late in the day. It was after 5. Because I didn't have time to call her when I was at work. And I said, well, I'll try it. And she answered the phone. So that's where that stands. And I would assume that there'll be charges pressed if they haven't been pressed on him. And I'm relatively certain that I may not get any money out of them. But then again, you may. But I think it's enough. There's enough dollars involved that I would definitely think it would get him into misdemeanor and or felony bracket for what he did. Because there's no kindling of a fire in the park for one thing. So he disobeyed that. Then he brought in and used an accelerant to start the fire. You can't do that. And on and on it goes. There's a whole bunch of stuff. So anyways, that is what I know at this point in time. Not very good. That's the tree warden thing, which I've already sent. Yeah, that's the bill. $524 is the highway department's bill. And I thought you had, there's two of these trees that they ruined. And to replace them on the core size that they're at, because they've been there for, I don't know, 7, 8 years, maybe more.
Maybe more, yeah.
You're looking at some fairly serious cash. So, like I said, who knows what's going to happen, but at least we're trying to make some waves. Also, talk to the I've never met her, but her name's Tessa McGann. She is the county for new county forester. She had to come to my place and look at my land for the state because I'm in current use. And I happened to mention to her that we had a state or a town park And perhaps it would be a good idea if she took a look at that and see if there was anything that should be harvested, anything that should be done to improve it. It's 170 acres. It's lakes are the woods on the left side of the road, out through the Delaney Crossroad. So she sent me three dates, April 20th, May 4th, and May 18th. I forwarded him to Fran. He's Gilman. He's the charge of the park. And I'll pass the book to him.
Okay.
And those are all Mondays. So I'm usually off on Monday. So, but I'd like to hear what she has to say. Nobody's looked at that park in years now.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't.
We did, I can't remember the guy. He was tall guy, was Forrester. He came and looked at it when we first bought it. That was, I don't know, 15 years ago.
You remember what his opinion of it was then?
It wasn't a lot of marketable. It wasn't any real prime hardwood or
So apparently
anything.
somebody had already logged it at some point.
I guess probably the Delaney's had logged it at some point in time. And that was a lot, was right after we bought it. I can't remember what date we bought it, but it's got to be, I don't know. It's just 10 years only gets you back to 16. So it might be. Well, we've been in this building, what, 20 years?
Now,
Yeah, I would say it's 10 or 15 years ago that we bought that land. So I don't know. I just figured that it would be well worth somebody taking a look at it that knows what they're looking at. We've been talking on and off about a sander. That's the formal quote for a. That's the sander to go in the six wheel, no, the bigger six wheel dump truck, not the little white one, but the regular orange one. One that's in there is older than you are.
it's old.
No, it's oh Jesus. What year were the orange trucks? 70s?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
70s, early 80s, and it's one of the sander that we're using. One sander is, we had two of those sanders. One of them is junk. We stole parts off of that. The other one is still semi-operational. So we got our money's worth out of them. That was just a thought that we had between now and next winter, is perhaps we ought to replace that.
How
And
ready available are they? You got any idea?
yeah, no real problem getting one, according to Mr. Tarko. And that's what I have for correspondence that we don't need. What is this I'm looking at here? See what this is, drainage infrastructure. Okay, yeah, Dave knows about this. They've updated some of the stuff you have to do on your permits when you are going to do road repairs. That's Mr. Picard's business. And that's what there is for correspondence. Pretty lawless. If I keep it, it'll disappear. What do I do with the one that's, that's the one I got off of that? Anyways, cemetery. Well, old business, the cemetery. They have posted a new date for their meeting, a new agenda. I believe it's a Friday night. Figured that out yet either, but in April. Do you remember the date off the top of your head?
Maybe the 10th. It's the 10th Friday.
Yeah, it's not right in the very beginning. I think it's if
Yeah.
the 10th is a Friday, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's their annual meeting, but it's been 2 or 3 years since they had a meeting.
It is. The 10th is a Friday.
Okay, that's what it is. And it should be here, and it should be at 7 o'clock. The last time they tried to have it, it snowed, and nobody wanted to go. And they supposedly have had a surveyor in there. I don't know what he's done. Were you telling me you saw it? No. Oh, it was Dave. Dave, it's on the select board.
Johnson?
What?
Johnson?
Dave Johnston, yeah. He lives across the road, that little gray house, and he saw the guys out there surveying and talked to them, and he said they weren't there very long, so all he must have done is just survey the lot, which is not really what he's, I mean, that needs to be done, but the rest of it needs to be done, so
Yeah.
I don't know where that ended up. It's some outfit out of Rutland that I'd never heard of. I can't remember the name of it, but I never heard of it at the time. So they're supposed to bring that up last year, just to bring you up to speed. Was it last year or the summer before?
That was last year.
Yeah, last year the highway guys went over and stumped off. They own twice as much as what's a cemetery. About, there's that much further back, roughly the same width.
Well, it might have been the year before because you went out and mowed it a couple of times this past year,
Yeah,
right?
I mowed it. 2 or 3 times this summer.
Yeah, so it must have been the year before.
Yeah, I guess we did it in the fall a year before. But anyways, we went over the town guys went over the excavator and they stumped. There was scrub trees here and there. It was a meadow at one point in time, and they stumped it and scrubbed it all off, leveled it as best they could with the material that was there, rolled it, seeded it. And it was real dry that summer, so it really didn't grow. And we're going to see if this summer they can, this spring early, they can reseed it. And I mowed it 2 or 3 times, and it's got grass on it, but it's nothing spectacular. So, anyways, that's what they're trying to do, and they've got some issues. They've got documents that are kept in people's houses that should be in the vault here, to do with the cemetery. They've got some shoddy record keeping for quite a period of time as far as who's buried where. And in a 4-bed lot, is there 4 people, 2 people, 1 person, or nobody? And nobody really seems to have proper answers. So probably will be an interesting meeting. And that's the cemetery part of it. The Lakeside Park we just talked about. Sander we talked about. Only thing I got under new business is grants and permits. Permits we signed. Grants. David, I believe, has worked with Gina, or Gina's worked with David or everyone to make them out. I believe they've got them.
He's done.
Pretty well done. I know he knows what he wants to do. I don't know if he's actually put it on paper,
Yeah.
but he was supposed to get together with Gina, I thought last week, but I'm not sure that he did.
So
I'll ask him when I see him.
I meant to ask him yesterday if he got his laptop fixed or his iPad, whatever he uses out in the field.
I should have asked Tammy.
No, I didn't think of it at the
I
time.
didn't either, but what did he? I thought we talked about that with him. Was it Monday, yesterday?
I know last meeting when he was sitting there, you
What
guys was
were
the time?
talking
Or
about
was it
it.
last? I guess it was last meeting. What?
We did see him yesterday, so he
Yeah,
was
but
back.
I thought I was last minute. I think Tammy said that she would be willing to look at it for him, but I don't know
What?
as
They said she had it.
She did have it.
well.
She's got it, I think.
Well, I
I don't know
thought
if she's out in the back, but she didn't get it from him.
well, if you happen to see him, mention it to him, will you? I will do the same if I see him. I'm working through the rest of the week, so unless he comes in the store, I probably won't see him. And that's all I have. I know of the plan, the LEMP. We had another meeting on Monday, and possibly our last meeting, other than her presentation at our, I believe it's the second select board meeting in April. She's going to have the thing available so people can read it. We have a homework assignment. I don't know if you
I
saw
saw that.
that. A homework assignment to read it, make sure we approve of it, and all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and so forth. And then it becomes, assuming that nobody in the populace has any issues of any consequence, then it goes to the state government, and they don't have any problems, and I guess it finally becomes our local emergent has a local has an emergency plan. Best of my knowledge, we've never used one, but I suppose it could happen. But
FEMA doesn't look it over. FEMA doesn't look it over.
I think it goes to FEMA as well. After it goes through her, through the state people, then they send it to FEMA. Because what did she say? We wouldn't probably hear anything till fall,
Something like that, yeah.
October or something. But it's pretty much boilerplate and pretty cut and dry. I mean, we don't have, we're pretty lucky. I mean, during Irene, we had virtually no problem, a little washout. We've had as bad of washouts, except for this pump on East Wells Road, from a thunderstorm in the summertime that we had during Irene, and other towns, like Killington area and that. I mean, they got some real, that's some real serious problems, but we didn't, and that's been the other two storms, the July storm, and then we had a another one in April a few years ago, and neither one of those have really caused any earth-shattering damage to us, so we're pretty lucky, I guess. But that's all I have, unless somebody else has something that I haven't heard about or don't know about or wants to bring up.
I don't. I don't have anything. Not at this time. I second that motion.
Man,